bed tables which went over the bed, and these could be attached with, I suppose, pieces of string or something, and pulled along, which made a lot of noise, and I'm sure I wasn't allowed to do it more than once. But, you know, once I got over this rather traumatic thing, the constipation was definitely the worse of the two, and I don't know why it happened. I began to get well quite quickly.
How long were you in hospital?
I don't remember exactly, but it seemed an age, and I suspect it was more than a week, probably about 2 weeks. And as you know very well, Dr. Lawrence had a particular diet, which my mother had to learn, really. And for a long period in my early life, and in fact, I should say almost all my life, I've been in the habit of measuring and weighing. I don't do it now, but for a part of my life I did that. And in the early days, yes, everything had to be weighed. Two-thirds of an ounce of bread is 10 grams of carbohydrates, is one portion. 7 ounces of milk is 10 grams equals one portion. You know, and it all had to be divided into portions. And the injection, in one injection a day, was an injection which at that stage of my life lasted, you know, the whole 24 hours. So it was a mixture of quick acting, which of course was not quick acting, as you know, neither of them were, and the slow acting, which was protamin zinc. I forget what the quick acting was called. Really, the nightmare for me, and probably worse for my mother, was that I hated the injections. I cannot tell you. If there was anyone who should not have been a diabetic, it was me, because I've always had a great fear of pain. And, of course, I was very good in the hospital. I did what I was told, and they just did the injections. But when I got back home, then I'm afraid I began to fight, and my mother and I had these struggles, sometimes lasting a long time, during which I would resist this thing which I knew I had to have. And this actually went on not just with my mother and myself, but most of all with me. I had to find a way of getting over this, and actually I didn't get over it until I was at my public school, when I was, say, 13 or 14, when there was a wonderful nurse in the SAN who discovered a thing called a Palmer injector, which was a thing which looked a bit like a pistol,